So who are you expecting to be your centerman when you line up tonight?
I'm not sure. I don't make those decisions. You know, if it's Brian, obviously I'd be excited to have him back.
He hasn't played much, even going back to last season. But what can he bring to this group, even in that first game back?
I know it's a rhetorical question, but I'll humor you. He's just, you know, as solid as you can get. You know, I think that's the thing. You probably notice him most when he's not in the lineup. I mean that as a huge compliment. He's so steady with what he brings to the table every day. Probably our most consistent player. Plays every facet of the game, 5-on-5, 5-on-4, 4-on-5. So, when he's out of the lineup, they're huge shoes to fill, for sure.
You and him have such a history. Is it like putting an old glove back on again? Is it really comfortable?
A little bit, yeah. We have a great rapport, you know. Chemistry is kind of that ultimate unknown. For whatever reason, you have it with some guys, and I'm pretty lucky to have it with Litz and Shifes. That's not always the case. So whenever you get a guy back that you play well with, it's really exciting. Like you said, he's been out of action for a long time. So I'll try to help him as much as I can. Get in there, help him on draws. Try to be on the forecheck, win him some pucks. Do whatever I can, especially through that first period till he, kind of gets feeling comfortable again.
When you take such a long break from being line mates, does that chemistry immediately happen again, or does it sometimes take a while?
You never know what's going to happen, he's been out of action for a long time, so whenever you don't play for a long time, it can be a challenge to come back. I mean, it's kind of like, coming back after the long summer and playing that first preseason game. You kind of just got to shake the cobwebs out a little bit. So, like I said, I'm ready to help him. Hopefully we can get some offensive zone time, get him some touches on the puck and maybe we'll get him a big goal, get him feeling good about himself.
How much do you change your game based on the guys you play with?
I don't think I change the way I approach any game. I think, depending on who you play with, your game maybe looks a little bit differently. Play with Litz or play with Shifes. You're going to have the puck a little bit more, play within the offensive zone a little bit more. So the game maybe feels a little bit easier, with those guys. But as far as, the mentality of how you try to play, you come into the game trying to bring the same thing every game.
What do you think of the Devils that you'll see tonight and your scouting of them to get ready?
You know what? We haven't seen a whole lot of them yet. With our schedule, we kind of are – just trying to stay afloat ourselves, so it's kind of been tough to really pre-scout many teams. But from playing them in the past and just the glimpses we have seen of them, extremely quick. They play a really fast-paced game, so it's going to be a track meet for sure.
Like, what's this November been like? Like, we're at the end of it now, obviously, but just with the number of games that you guys have had to play, travel, everything. How would you describe?
It's somewhat ridiculous. It's been a grind. I think that's the best way to put it. With the number of injuries we've had, the amount of games we've played, the amount of travel we've done, you're expected to play at a certain level every night, and it becomes a challenge, with the workload you've had. So, it'll be good to kind of come out on the other side of it and hopefully get a little bit more rest, and we can kind of get back to the game we're used to playing.